Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
Due to the pandemic, we bring you One Bad Mother straight from our homes, including such interruptions as children, animal noises, and more. So let's all get a little closer while we have to be so far apart. And remember, we are doing a good job. This week on One Bad Mother, let's play Never Have I Ever. Plus, Biz marks the passage of time, and Teresa loves Jesse. Woo! Guys, we're both here. Before we get into how we're doing, let us start, as we have been starting recently, by saying a big thank you, and we see you, to everyone who is out there working because they are so needed during this pandemic. Everyone working in the medical field, everyone working in grocery stores and delivery and, you know, warehouses where you're packing stuff up and shipping things out. UPS. I mean, like, I love, not specifically UPS, but I mean, all delivery services. It's just, I really like my UPS lady. And I do, and she's lovely. She has two braids, and she always gives the dog next door bones, like little treats, so he doesn't kill her. So, big thank you to everyone and to all of those people who are staying at home. I know, I'm getting itchy. So itchy to get out. But it's really important that we stay home right now so that all of those people we just thanked can get out there and do their job, as well as to keep each other safe. Teresa, how are you?
It has been a rough day. I am not going to start off without saying that. Every single one of my kids has had a meltdown today, and it's at least one, I guess I should say. So it's just been, it's been really hard. It's been, not every day of this has been like this, but today was so far one of those days where it just really felt absurd. Like, it felt impossible today. So that's where I'm at a little bit. I am really grateful to be here with you and all of you listening. I'm really grateful for this community. And I'm grateful for my husband, Jesse, who coincidentally has a birthday coming up this week. And he is currently driving around in my minivan trying to get Curtis, our three-year-old, to take a nap, while our other kids are having iPad time in the car. We barely got everyone out the door and into the car just for the drive. Like, just for, like, a drive. Like, nothing special. Don't even really need shoes because they're not going anywhere. It's just been a really rough day. So I'm really grateful for Jesse. I feel like our experience parenting has been interesting. And this time at home during the safer at home orders has been like everything we've learned how to do together times a thousand, like put to the test. Like, remember this scenario? Now you get to do it more. Remember this other scenario? Yeah. Now you get to do it one after another with no break in between. Like, the other, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, remember when weekends used to be hard because we'd have the kids all weekend? And I was like, yeah. And the worst part about that is I still think that sounds hard. Like, it's not like my perception has, like, changed because we've gotten, like, so much better at it that now it's like, oh, yeah, a weekend. I can do that in my sleep. No, still a weekend. What? A weekend with all the kids? Like, that's still, like, whoa, like, heart palpitations a little bit. Like, that's still a lot to like, deal with despite the fact that it's day in and day out and on top of everything else. And I was just thinking also how kind of funny our working relationship has become under stress, because like our working relationship, not our working relationship in the business in Max Fun, but right. like our working relationship in the home is so funny yeah. right now, because we're both just trying to cope so badly and like be nice to each other. But also we're both kind of going a little bit insane, but like trying not to take it out on each other. And like we're both just working all the time. Like we're just working all the time. And like the other day he came home, he had done his like once a week grocery shopping thing, and he was putting stuff away in the kitchen, and I was like managing stuff going on with the kids and going in and out of the house with somebody who was outside and somebody who was inside, and I was like cleaning up lunch dishes and blah 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 blah. And I went out to like take the trash out or something, and I came back in a few minutes later. Oh no, I went to get something from the garage. I came back in a few minutes later, and there were all these beach towels all over the kitchen floor. And I said, and I could tell that they had been like mopping something up. And I said, did something bad happen? And he said, yes. And then I went, okay. And then we just kept doing what we were doing. And yeah. I never followed up. Like I never went back to be like, and he never, like I never, it doesn't matter. The floor is a little sticky now a few days later. Yeah. I haven't gotten to mopping. But, and it's like, he doesn't feel bad that I didn't follow up to ask. And I don't feel bad that that happened. And it's just yeah. one of the, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so, yes. it's so, that is not a normal social interaction. Like, under normal circumstances, it would be like, oh, what happened? Do you need some help? No.
Yeah.
We're past that. We are way past that.
Oh, yeah. No, the follow-up question, for sure. I might be slightly ahead of Steph, and Stefan will be like, what was all that screaming about? It's not important.
Yeah,
I don't. It's in the past now. Yeah. It's in the past now, yeah. And I don't want to relive it.
No,
like I don't.
And why would you? It's not going to help to say yeah. all the stuff that happened. We don't have any energy left to talk.
Yeah. No. Emotional development. The end. That's what happened. Yeah. That's what that was about.
The screaming was about some screaming.
Yeah, it was about anything stupid these days.
Anyways, how are you, Biz?
Whatever, guys. You know, I'm here. You know, we're all still in a house. I think being home this long, what lets me know how long we've been in and how long it's been since I've really been out doing anything. It's my hair. The roots of my hair are like the rings of an old tree. It just, the roots of my hair are just marking the days as mm-hmm. they pass by. It's like, oh, I can see now. We're way past the 30 day, right? Like it's the, like this just the gray, the white. Here was a year in which things were very dry. Yeah. Like right over here in my hair is where I took really good care of it for a while. So a lot of moisture at that point in time.
You were really into like vitamins for a few months.
Yeah, really. I was taking care of it. Now you're just old. You're just old is what's coming out now. This tree is slowly dying. Yeah. And the only other time it's been this long was when I had Ellis. And like it was probably a year and a half before I did anything else. Which makes me feel like I know that's not true for everybody. A lot of people are very good at taking care of themselves. And I think that ties in nicely to what we're going to talk about today, which is Never Have I Ever.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice. advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Never have I ever let the roots of my hair go so long, Teresa, that I could cut my hair and not have to worry about dyeing it again. Drink!
Yep.
So, never have I ever is this game that the college kids and the 20-somethings play. We certainly don't play it now as adults. And it's the basic premise is, never have I ever, and then you say something that maybe you've done or maybe you want to see if like friends have done, right? And then if you have done it, you drink. So like, never have I ever fallen into debt due to calling a phone psychic way too much. Drink. And I think we even toyed with this like before, like early on when we had younger children, different numbers of children and younger children. We definitely touched on the never will I ever let my kids have a tablet at a restaurant. Never will I ever give my children non-organic food. Never will I ever give my children plastic toys, right? Like, and just how quickly that devolved, right? Like how quickly we suddenly found ourselves saying, why did I ever put a limit on how low I could go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about the things we wouldn't have done otherwise, whether that be good or bad.
Yeah, this has been such an interesting thing to just like self-observe, hasn't it? Like,
yes.
You know, yeah. Like to kind of watch myself making decisions that I wouldn't have otherwise and like and like kind of judge myself. Like,
yeah,
this is cool. Like, this is like, oh, this is cool. I would like to think that I would have done this regardless, but I don't think I would have. This is really cool.
Right.
Or like, you know, just like letting, like playing imaginary games for like longer amounts of time or like going out to like look for cool rocks in the yard for 45 minutes. Like, just like weird, you know, just like stuff that I just wouldn't have had the tolerance for. But then also just observing, like, the one that, like, bugs me the most that somehow I've ended up doing is, like, the three different kids on three different devices at some point during the day, which bothers me. I think it's for real reasons and not just, like, self-judging reasons. Like I would rather them be watching something socially and
I say,
and also just for simplicity's sake, like for me, like to turn one thing on and off.
I really like, hold on, just for clarity's sake,
yeah,
you're not saying I don't want my kids on a screen. I just want them to be on a screen together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that feels better to me.
Let me clarify why I asked that question. I just didn't want anyone to think it sounded like, I don't want my children on devices.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, how would you even... Okay.
You can't.
I don't even know how I... Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, you can't.
So that's part of this. Like, I'm... That's a separate episode, I think.
Yeah.
I'm having such a hard time with the extent to which we're using Zoom for absolutely everything. Like, and people are seemingly feeling fine suggesting it for more things. Like, oh, well, we can, what if we do a Zoom thing? Like, let's add Zoom stuff to our lives. Like, I'm dying of Zoom. So that's like a separate... That's a separate thing.
Yeah.
But like just the it's like a visceral thing more than anything else. It's like if my kids are all watching something together, I mean, obviously I still want there to be a limit on that, but like I feel like they can like bond over it or they could talk about it after when they turn it off or, you know, and it's just like more of a social experience and their faces are farther away from the screen. Like they don't get as absorbed in it. And it's not as big of a transition to like come back out of it. but also like just see having them all set up on different devices, which happens a lot right now because of the homeschooling stuff. Like I have to have somebody set up on something, somebody set up on something else, and then somebody like it's just. And then what I find is because of the ages that my kids are, and the fact that aside from Grace, like Oscar and Curtis don't have as much experience like with technology.
Right.
And so a lot of it, they can't really maneuver themselves most of the time. And so I'm like hopping around in between each kid back and forth like a complete idiot,
you know?
And it's very frustrating and unpleasant. And there's very little payoff for that. So, but I still do it. Like, I still do it because I haven't figured out how not to during this time.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you on the device use. I'm pro-device, pro-TV.
Yeah.
But because all the school stuff is on it now, it does make the screen time that we were already allowing feel like a lot. And I will say that when in the realm of never would I ever or never have I ever just given up that fight real quick and just been like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Just go. Just fucking do it.
Yes.
You mentioned something early at the beginning, which I think is very funny because it speaks to what each of us find enjoyable and don't find enjoyable. Like you're like, you know, I could sit and play a game for, you know, much longer than I would normally. And I'm like, oh God, if I could just go out and look for rocks, man. Like if everybody could stay focused on rocks, right? But for me, it's been stuff like, I think for me, it was things that I thought would work in my brain, but like just as this was beginning. And now, a month into it, where I actually stand on those things. One of my examples is Katie Bell had this big week-long school camping trip that she had been like emotionally preparing for all year. It's like all the fifth and sixth graders go. It's this huge deal, very exciting, and obviously that was canceled, and she was really bummed out about it when, you know, all these announcements came out a month ago that everything was being put on hold. And I said, let's do a camp out in the backyard, right? Now, that is logical. It even sounds like me. I'm very pro backyard camp out.
Sure.
We've never done it. But in my mind.
But you could. Yeah.
Yeah. We're camping people in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have the tent.
We have the tent.
That's the main thing, right?
Some of us have sleeping bags, right?
Uh-huh.
But either way, we have a fire pit. So we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward a month later, right, to this past weekend. And the weather has been so hit and miss. Definitely was not warm or like clear this weekend. And we've already had to push the camp out 3 days due to rain and things like that. And man, oh man, I am so fucking touched out. I am so fucking tired. I am so fucking tired of people talking at me in loud voices. Voices that are so loud. So loud. And the idea of getting into a tent with all that touching and voices, all I wanted to do was every time somebody said, yay, it's camp out weekend, I just wanted to scream, no, like at the top of my lungs, no, I don't want to do, I mean, my inner toddler, I don't want to do this. This is not going to be fun for me. I absolutely, like it just felt impossible to do. And everybody else was up and like excited. And I had to really push myself and rally. And we did it.
Whoa.
But Oh, no. Yeah, we did it. And there's...
But you did it for real? Did you sleep out
no,
there?
No, of course we did. Yes.
So you really did
everybody
it.
Everybody
okay,
wanted to do
I wasn't sure it. If you actually did it. I wasn't sure if you actually did. I wasn't sure if...
No, I know. I could have easily backed out or somebody else. I'm like, of all the times,
because
no one
cold,
is wanting to back
too.
Out. Yeah. I kept thinking, everybody go out and play. And then they'll just inevitably say, it's too cold to camp out. But that didn't happen. And then I thought, somebody's going to say this, like somebody, Ellis is going to be like, I want to go inside. But he didn't because he was going to get to sleep cuddled up to me. So that's exciting, even if we were just like in the middle of a street.
Right. Yeah. He would take his chances in the middle of the street.
Yeah, he'd take his chances in the middle of the street just so he could sleep next to me. We're going to be so old. I'm going to be like, Ellis, come and brush my hair. Yes, mother. Yes, mother. Would you like French braids tonight, mother? Anyway, no, everybody was into it. And so... I did it, and I was such a pill about it the next day, because like Stefan's like, this is going to be real memories, and let me tell you, that is now the top of my, I don't ever want anybody to fucking say that to me, like, think of the memories, it feels a little like the, time goes so fast, they'll be grown up, I'm like, those memories were at the expense of me getting a good night's sleep.
And your wellness,
And my wellness, like my mental
Your overall wellness. Yep. No, that is so true. I mean, there is definitely a message that's circling around that is like, just think of it like you're getting this time that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Yes.
And it really, it triggers me. I try not to use the word trigger like lightly.
I know you
but
don't.
It triggers me. Like, it's not a good feeling to hear that because I love my kids too, and I love having good times with them too. That is not what this is. I'm sorry. It's not.
And I don't want to dismiss for those who are finding a great joy in this. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's circumstances are different. Different age kids, different amount of kids, all that stuff. This does not negate that. But that's I'm true. With you. It's very much that sort of line of this is think of the memories or think of all this extra time you're getting that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Feels very much in the realm of like, you should feel like shit because you're not enjoying it hard enough.
Yeah.
You're not enjoying it.
Moms would be happy to have so much time.
Good moms.
Good moms would be happy to have so
good
much
moms.
Time. Yeah.
That is good moms. God, that does make you just want to jab it right in your eye. But that's what this is. I think that actually ties in really well to what we're talking about. This idea that...
Yeah.
If this had not been the circumstances, if everything leading up the last 30 and more days to this camp out, I would have felt very differently about it. I would have been like, awesome, or there's at least a stronger chance that I would have felt better about this. Yeah. And so it's like the opposite. Like, I'm not finding joy, actually, in the things that would have normally brought me. Like, I'm not finding the aha moments of, like, oh, actually, it's really tolerable to do a game go on forever, right? Like, that would have normally been really tolerable for me.
Right. This is not what we were thinking of. This is not that. This is... really not that. Which, and this is this. Sorry, I just this makes me think of like what you were saying as far as like what something you would have looked forward to under normal circumstances. And like I have found myself in the morning sometimes because I kind of like to move slowly in the mornings and I have a hard time like rushing around in the morning and getting everybody off to school under normal circumstances. And so one thing that has been really nice for me about this is that we have like slower, calmer mornings And recently I've found myself like when I'm up in the morning and I'm like thinking about how weird everything is and how weird it is that we have like a day at home, you know, coming ahead and like trying to cope with that. I find myself thinking like, well, you know, at least you don't have to like rush out in the morning. And like, if you had to, you wouldn't want to right now. Mm. But like, you know what I'm saying? But like the reason for that is I don't want to do anything right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm so fucking tired and broken.
Yeah.
That none of it sounds manageable to me. Going back to school doesn't sound manageable. Making lunches doesn't sound manageable. Driving places doesn't sound manageable. Yeah. Doing this for any more days doesn't sound manageable. None of the stuff sounds manageable because I'm too tired.
Yeah. Did you ever think, let's just derail with this question.
Okay.
Did you ever think you could get more tired? I mean, how many times on the show have we talked about like, oh, there's like infant, like never being able to catch up with the rest you need. Every time you like get ahead, you're still starting from five steps behind, right?
Right.
So, so if we were already 10 years behind.
Yeah.
When this started, right? Like for me, it's 10 years. Like 10 years of always being several steps behind my rest, my best rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think I could, like all the things I thought I had really like my patience was so better. My like going with the flow, my like, this is our structure and these are my boundaries. Yeah. Like, I never thought I would go back against my boundaries. That's for sure. Because I worked so hard.
Yes.
You know, never have I ever just let all that go to shit and just let Ellis crawl all over me while I'm eating food. Or let Katie Bell, you know, ask something and when I say no, argue with me and me not just say no is no. Instead, it becomes, have a cookie. Like,
seriously.
Go ask your father. And like, those things are harder than the camp out for me because there are, you know, let's throw out slippery slope. You know, how do we come out of this on the other side?
Right.
I am in no place to start thinking about how that will work, right? In terms of like as a parent, my relationship, I don't know how we'll go back to me like setting rules on food. And I haven't let things go to complete shit here.
Right.
But I'm tired because I'm trying to keep the few things that can stay structure-wise structured.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kids know that the dam is breaking and they're just coming up and testing, like pulling sticks out left and right. And I don't know how that ties into anything, but I felt like complaining about it.
No, that is really, I think that ties in perfectly because what we're talking about in our topic is things being different. Like last week we talked about this isn't normal. Don't pretend it's normal. This week we're talking about this isn't normal. And because it's not normal, we're doing things differently than we sometimes would. And how do we deal with that? And what is that like for our kids? Like I think my kids did okay with being at home for the first few weeks. And they're kind of, I don't want to say they're starting to fall apart now because that makes it sound like now we just fall apart. And I would like to think this is like an important moment for them, an adjustment moment where they're realizing this is going on longer and this is funky and we're trying to find our footing again in a new place.
Yeah.
But that involves things being, acknowledging that things are really different and we don't know which rules we need to hang on to because they're important.
No, I think that's right. I am with you. The kid's starting to feel it. I'll say, instead of saying lose it, just feel it. You can see it like impacting, like as they consciously start trying to sort it out. But I think there are like the flip side of the things I'm letting them do that I hadn't been letting them do before this, or I didn't find as easy to do. Like I am never getting up to get a child a snack ever again. Okay. I am never doing it again. And that was something that was like, oh, it's just so much easier if I go grab the snack for you. Or even if I'm already in the kitchen next to the snacks, I'm like, that is like a new thing to emerge from this. Where is it? I don't know. You're going to have to find, like, all the stuff that was very easy for me just to step in and think, all right, they're working on autonomy and independence in this area, but this one, whatever, right? Like, this definitely has caused me to have to let go of some stuff I was probably over-controlling a little bit. Probably, you like that? That I was definitely over-controlling. Then, you know, while it's good, it also makes me have the same thoughts as the camp out, right? It's the like, okay, why was I holding on to that so tight? And I don't need a therapist to explain why I was holding on to that so tight. But it's still like, I didn't think that would happen this way, right? Like I think a lot of it was easier to get the snack because I felt they were doing such hard work out in the world.
Yeah. Yes.
And now they're not doing hard work out in the world. Yes. And so I'm like, well, we're all home. And so now you're going to have to, you know, do those things that I know they require of you at school here.
Yeah. That's really good. That's a plus. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. I think there's also that feeling of like, I'm trying to preserve their good energy because of the next thing that's coming up. And right now there is no next thing coming up. Yeah. So it's a little bit like, if this goes off the grid or whatever, like, then we'll just work on it until it gets better because there's nowhere else to go.
But that's
a positive.
That's kind of still the problem. Even the positive things that require the work.
Yeah.
The work that is required from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feels impossible when you're so tired and when you're so drained and when you're snapping like so quickly and like I can neither like exhaust myself running around and giving people the things that they are asking for. And I can also find it like exhausting to say, come get it yourself, come get it yourself, come get it. You know what I mean? Like it's both require work and both are hard to do.
Yep.
I will say that the plus side of all of these good and or bad new choices that we are making is that there's no one around to judge us. Yes, my children have a tablet at dinner time, but I'm not at a restaurant for you to see that. One Bad Mother is supported in part by Beta Brand. If you're out of clean loungewear, mix things up by changing into Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. They're as comfortable as your PJs, and their professional style will make you feel like you actually got dressed for the day.
Beta Brand makes workwear that's as functional and comfortable as your favorite workout gear. Their customer favorite dress pant yoga pants are made of wrinkle-free stretch knit fabric, making them perfect for long work days or working from home. There are tons of different colors and styles to choose from, like boot cut, straight leg, eight pocket, and more.
Guys, working from home is a challenge now, so let's at least try and be comfortable when we do it. Right now, our listeners can get 25% off their first order when you go to betabrand.com/badmother. That's 25% off your first order for a limited time at betabrand.com/badmother. Find out why women are buying five different pairs of these pants. Go to betabrand.com/badmother for 25% off.
Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius, fail time, Teresa. Genius me.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh my God, that's fucking genius.
Okay. So we've been working on the teeth brushing, and Curtis, my 3-year-old, is very into brushing his own teeth. That's very important to him. I don't think he can really do a good job of brushing his teeth, but again, it's that, like, I'm not gonna fight this. Like, I'm not gonna, like,
right,
tell you can't brush your teeth. Like, just go, sure, go ahead, brush your teeth. But then I feel that I need to follow up, and I've found myself doing this thing that magically has been working, which is that I go, after he's brushed his teeth, quote unquote brushed his teeth, I go, okay, let's look and see how you did. They're so white. Look at these beautiful, clean teeth. And as I'm saying all these, like, absurd, like, over-the-top compliments, I'm brushing his teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm brushing his teeth while I'm saying all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, and let me look back here. And wow, you got back here really well. And let's look up here. Oh, my gosh. They are so strong and white and beautiful. You are doing such a great job. You are such a big kid. And then I just rinse the toothbrush and I put it away. And it's great because he really leaves. He's so captivated by listening to all the compliments I'm giving him that, yeah, he just holds his mouth open for me while I brush all his teeth.
Wow. Good,
yep,
job.
Thank
that
you.
Good job.
Thanks.
So I wanted to do something. This is not necessarily recent. This is something that, like, pops up throughout this extended period of time at home. But old Biz, when she pops up from the ocean of the pandemic, is like, I'd like to make something nice for the neighborhood, right? Because we have, you know, everybody's got, like, little things going on in the neighborhood. Like, sometimes people are hiding, like, a bear in a window. You can go on a bear hunt, like, for the kids who are all home. And so there had been a project I had done for Valentine's Day for the kids where you take, like, a river rock and then you take some red paint and you thumbprint a heart. And then I turned those into funny little people that said things like, I love you. So the kids and I sat around and we made funny little rocks out of our thumbprints on the rocks. And then later I went through and wrote things on them like, yeah, it's really weird. It's okay, right? Like, it's all right if you're feeling super sad right now. Or you are not alone. Or, like, my latest one is, like, a little heart holding hands with, like, a big weirdo, like a one-eyed weirdo. And it says, let's just make friends with the weirdo. Right? Like, and we put them out by the fence, the front gate. And Katie Bell made a sign that said, like, happiness rocks. Take one if you need one. Take two if you need two. And the project with the kids was fun, but I have found that I really enjoy sitting there and, like, fuck the finger prints. I'm like painting shit on there, and it's not great. I am not an artist, but I am having the nicest time just like painting, drying, drawing, coming up with a funny thing to say. And I just have been filling that basket and people taking. And then as a really nice thing, we also have some signs up and stuff, but like 2 days ago, a fairy door magically appeared on our tree outside of our yard. Somebody had put a little fairy door and like a little box and some little, it was really nice. And I was like, oh, I do really like the nice things that people are doing right now. That's nice. I like people.
It is really nice. It's so impressive to me. It's really, really nice. Good job, Biz. That's a nice thing that you're doing for yourself and your kids and your whole neighborhood. So that's
thank you. Great. I will say there are days where I'm getting the most out of it.
That's good. Good job.
This is a genius. I don't know why I didn't think about this before. My family doesn't live anywhere near me. And so I have always had to rely on other folks in my community to be my support system, which is not working right now because of the order to distance yourself. But I found two games that my parents and my brothers and sisters can play perfectly well distance-wise over even just a phone with my kids. So my older child is playing Battleship a lot with probably the game that my parents had from when we were kids. Battleship works perfectly well if each person has their own board. And then my younger child has been playing Guess Who with my sister. It is great. Guess Who is like the one with the faces, but everybody has their own board. And it has taken a big, you know, sigh of relief for me to be like, thank you so much for entertaining my children for half an hour. Anyway, you're doing a great job. Thanks. Bye.
Good job.
This is so good. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. The Battleship, we've also done the Battleship, but like with a friend. So like, I was just like, oh, so yeah, but I never thought about the Guess Who. The Guess Who is such a good idea too. You're doing such a great job. And I know you already know this, but this is also not only helpful to you and your kids, but to your family that can't be with you right now too. So I just, good job. Failures.
Fail, 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 fail!
You suck.
Fail me, Teresa.
So, we had made rocket ships out of boxes with Oscar and Curtis. I had made rocket ships out of boxes, one for each of them. Oscar had made one just spontaneously on his own, and then I helped him like cut some arm and leg holes. And then Curtis saw that and wanted one for himself, and so I had made one for him. This was like a few weeks ago. And then it was that thing where they were just lying around, and I was tripping over them, and it was raining, so we couldn't really keep them outside, and I threw them out. I threw them out. And I didn't ask them because I knew they would say, no, don't throw them out. And I decided this is worth throwing them out and this is worth later them being upset. Well, I don't know. I don't even know that this is a fail, but it just fucking sucked because it like a week later, like really a week, like it took them many days to notice that they were gone to ask about them. And then when I said they were gone, the part that was the fail was like how really sad they were, like that this was something they really loved and they were so betrayed that I got rid of them. Without, like, it was like they had a real emotional attachment to these. And to be honest, I kind of knew that. Like, this wasn't just like a throwaway activity. It was kind of more than that. But I just couldn't, I couldn't keep tripping over the stupid boxes. Like, I didn't have anywhere to put them. So I don't know what I would have done differently, but it really sucked to start. And of course, they figured it out in the morning one day, like before a homeschooling day. And I just sat there with them while they cried for a really long time. And then one of them would start crying, stop crying, and then they'd stop. And then one of them would start crying. The other one would start crying again. And it just dragged on and on and on.
I am.
That's it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I can't identify the fail. Like, again, if this was 6 months ago, we could laugh about, you know, I knew it was coming and I'm going to throw these away and they're going to yell.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's
Thank you. Really horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
One of the things that I had worked hard on in the time before the pandemic was getting Ellis out of the den. Like, out of the den, living room, whatever the hell you want to call it. He had had this Lego table set up. There were Legos on it. I just, like, we got a different table. All the Legos were in his room. There were maybe a handful in the den that we were slowly starting to shift, right? Like, but and but he was getting more and more comfortable in his room, doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Not only is that gone, which is really kind of out of my control, but the den is so fucking full of Legos.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. They're like, and because the house is full of people and animals 24 hours a day now, everything's so dusty and like tumbleweedy.
Yes.
And then there are just these Legos all throughout it. And I hate it. I'm like, honest to God, I'm like, is there a place I can go in this house that doesn't have somebody else's stuff all over it? And the answer is no.
No. I'm so sorry. I really deeply relate, and I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Funny, but it's not.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It would be funny for a little bit. But the thing is, we're out of our routine. Like, I keep having that thing where I'm like, well, I'll get to it. That day will come where I have time to kind of clean and catch up and like organize or something. And the day never comes. And then there's the realization that the day isn't coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I just try not to have realizations anymore.
Yeah, it's good.
Hi, One Bad Mother. So I'm calling with a fail, which at first I didn't realize was a fail, but now I realize it was a fail because I completely contradicted my amazing partner who is home all day long with my two wonderful but very overly energetic children. And stubborn, and gosh, what else are they? Ooh, they are some tough kids. So yesterday I got home from work. Yes, I work in the healthcare industry, so I actually still am going to work. And I get home, and my girls are sitting on my bed, and they have set up our little tablet that has a case on it. And they set it up in such a way that it was plugged into the charger and it was kind of hooked over my dresser drawer so they could actually sit and watch a show on the tablet. So here I am just like praising them for, wow, that was really resourceful and that was really great. And I'm impressed that you guys thought about that and came up with this great idea. So this morning, knowing that kind of the rule in our house is if the tablet is charging, then we don't watch it while it's trying to charge. So this morning, the tablet was not charging. I mean, it was charged, but we just left it on the charger because one of my kiddos needs to have it working and not, you know, battery dead. for one of her online learning things today. So I let them go ahead and set it up just like they had it when I got home yesterday, just thinking, you know, proud of how, you know, genius we all are. So yesterday I could have called this in as a genius. Today it's a fail because my wonderful husband, my partner, my life partner, and the wonderful father of my children came in and was just like, what is going on here? We don't watch we don't use the tablet when it's charging. And I looked at him and I'm like, well, it's not technically charging. It's charged. We're just making sure that it stays charged. And he looks at me like, okay, I really don't think this is any different. And then I realized the error of my ways, that I have completely set a false precedence for my children and have led them astray and have just made things harder for my husband. And I'm very sorry, husband.
First off, thank you for your work. We really appreciate that you are working as a member of the healthcare profession. Now, let's get to it. Yes, you suck. This is such a classic, especially right now moment. This is the if you are in a partnered relationship, the off balance of the all of us need something easier. And for one of us, it may be sticking to the rules that have already been set up, while to the other person, it's tossing those rules out the window. And what is definitely, at least not happening in this house, is any pregame discussion.
Nope. When would you have it? When would that happen? Yeah.
When you're in the middle of children screaming at you, right? Yeah. I get how easy this fail was to happen. Yep. I mean, God, we just spent the whole first half of the show talking about this. Yes. Definitely understand, but also you're failing every member of your family.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you. I love you.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like,
why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleek?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about bugs.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Butts, 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 butts.
No. Will you change your mind?
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Manners, Schmanners. Get it?
Well, Teresa, no guest today, which is fine because we had a lot to say to each other. But you know who also has a lot to say? That's a mom having a breakdown.
Hi, One Bad Mother. This is a rant or breakdown or whatever have you. Short time ago, like 2 days ago, it was official that school is closed for the year, and that's fine. None of this has really affected me because my child have been at my stepmom's since the school's closed because my fiance and I are both essential workers. And at first, we were just going to have him stay over there for like a week and enjoy being around my half-siblings who are much closer to his age than mine. And then the shelter-in-place order went into effect, and my fiance and I decided it's just not safe to bring my kid home. He's only 7. And we are out dealing with the public every single day. And, you know, we just had this adoption get finalized. We were going to have a party. And we can't do that. And, you know, it just sucks. I can't even see my kid right now. And I don't know. I feel like such a bad mom because I also have just been enjoying not having him home. But I also want to see him, but it's just not safe right now, and it's really hard. This is all just a lot. And then, of course, people are coming out when they don't need to, and they come in 6 times in the night and buy 1 or 2 things. People aren't respecting this at all. Well, thanks for listening. You guys are doing a great job, and I hope I am too. Bye.
First of all, you're doing a good job. Everything that you have shared just fits into the impossibleness of this puzzle that we are all in the middle of right now. And all I hear listening to your call are all of those voices that we talked about at the beginning, like in the topic about the, like, you know, it's your time to be with your children, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, so when you say there are times I'm enjoying not, I 100%
yes.
understand what you were saying.
Yes.
And I have 0 judgment on that. I know for a yep. fact you love your child and that you also want your child there too, right? I get it. That's yes. the mixed bag that is honest parenting. Okay. Also, you and your partner, you and your fiance are making a really hard choice. No one, even with that said about it's nice having time away from my child, that does not negate the hardness of the choice to not have your child home out of fear of exposing them to this virus. That comes with its own package of thoughts and concerns and guilt and non-guilt and self, you know, I mean, that's all there. And then you add to that, like, talk about things that are disappointing because we're not getting to complete them or finish them or do them as we had scheduled. I've heard all about the weddings being postponed, graduations, adoptions. That's really hard. Because I know how hard the process of adoption is, thanks to our wonderful listeners and our guests.
I also want to recognize that, like, the decision that you made to have your kid be at your stepmom's was a plan that made sense to you in that moment.
Yes.
And I can hear you kind of second guessing yourself, like, should I have done it that way? And now school is out for the year and I didn't mean for it to go this long. And should I have done that differently? And it just feels like a good time to remember what we've said a bunch of times on this show, but I still have trouble remembering myself, which is we make the best decisions that we can in the moment. And this pandemic is full of that type of shit. Like, there's so many things about this that we didn't predict and we wouldn't have known how to predict. And even right now, we're making decisions every day that we can't predict the outcomes of, and we don't know if we're doing the right thing, but we're just using the best information that we have to make the decisions that we can right now. And in the future, I hope we will look back on right now and trust that we were doing our best and that we had everybody, ourselves and our kids and our families and communities' best interests at heart when we made those decisions.
Correct. I think that's really critical for all of us, is that last thought there, Teresa. This idea that all the actions we're taking, even when we doubt them, I want to look back on these times, no matter how confused I am about the choices and, you know, the different feelings I have about all of it, that I was motivated by, and that we were all motivated by, trying to do what was best for our community and for each other and those that we love. You're doing a great job. You're not alone. I know there are a lot of parents out there who are in similar circumstances. And to you and to all of you, you are doing a good job. Teresa, what did we learn today? Well, we learned that everything's different, and not just what's happening outside of our window, but what's happening inside our house and how we're making decisions and how we're reacting to things. What I want to learn from today as I like yell scream at Teresa via FaceTime is what you just reminded us of. I can make choices today, and I can change those choices or make a different choice tomorrow, and it will be okay. So that's what I want to take away. That, and I'll never promise my children to go camping ever again. Oh, and by the way, you all know this is going to turn into a weekend event in this house.
Oh, just no.
Go ahead and predict that. Everybody, you are doing a really good job. It is incredibly more right now, more than most of us have dealt with in a long time or ever. And everything that, like we were saying at the beginning, did you ever think you could be more tired? Now I know that I could be more tired. Did you ever think you could set the bar lower? Oh, yeah. Now I know I can. I know. Now, I didn't know that this bar had a basement. Low, 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 low. Everything is like just upside down. And it's very unsettling. And you're all doing a remarkable job getting through it.
I just want to add that all of the stuff we're doing and the decisions we're making and blah, 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 it's pretty minuscule given the magnitude of all the stuff that is not in our control. So I think I know for me especially, I have a tendency to try to control a lot of things and feel that the world is on my shoulders. And what I'm trying to remember right now is there is so little difference I can make right now. Like, I want to go back to, like, I have the power to keep my kids home right now. I have the power right to have regular hand washing and, you know, wear masks if we have to go out and all of that stuff. I have the power to, like, try to be nice to my family members and, like, try to be nice to people online. That's pretty much the extent of what's in my control right now. And like, when we bring it back around to that, that feels more manageable to me than feeling like I need to somehow conquer this experience or achieve this experience somehow.
Win this experience. God. Everybody, let's really all try to keep it a lot simpler if we can. Thank goodness my bar is so low that simple becomes so very easy. Should I be thinking about... Nope.
Nope. Don't.
Nope. I shouldn't be thinking about
that. You shouldn't.
200 granola bars today? Well, look at you being independent and getting it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Was it good? Was it yummy?
Was it delicious?
Did you like
how
that?
How do you feel now? We're just going to bread and jam for Francis all over the place. Everybody, you are doing a remarkable job, and we see you. Teresa, You're doing a very good job. And I'm sorry everybody was yelling today.
Thanks, Biz. You're also doing a very good job.
Thank you. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, our producer, Hannah Smith, our husbands, Stephen Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org/OneBadMother. For information about live shows, our book, and press, please check out OneBadMotherPodcast.com.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Well, daddy and baby fuss and fight, got low down mama blues. Oh, said daddy and baby fuss and fight.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.